can be so easy to take this passage and focus just on the very last verse. Therefore, keep alert because you don't know the day or the hour. And those that do become fixated typically on two things. First, the second coming of Christ. And second, what the repercussions will be for the foolish bridesmaids, the ones who did not live their lives in a Christian way and were shut out from the kingdom. But do we really think that it's appropriate to focus on 5.3%, just 12 out of 224 words in this parable? Do we really think it's right to discount the rest? Because here's the thing. There is far more value for us in learning the whole story instead of just the easy part we choose to pick out. The message starts out simple enough. There's a group of people all seeking the same result, but not all take the time to prepare properly. The foolish ones don't take a complete view of what could happen and hastily move forward with the assumption that everything will happen exactly as they expect it to. The others, the wise ones, think about how events could unfold differently than they think they will and do the right thing to plan for that contingency. The story then moves on to reflect things going in a different direction than the bridesmaids anticipated. The groom is late in arriving, forcing the bridesmaids to change direction. For a time, they all doze off. But when they are awakened by the groom's arrival, the wise ones are ready to light their lamps and proceed in. The foolish ones need to turn away to get oil. And when they realize how things had changed, it was too late for them to enter. Nice story. But if we don't focus on the door being shut on those who are unprepared, then what do we focus on? One of the important things that we need to look at in our study of the word is verbs versus nouns. Outcomes matter. Make no mistake, but they are simply outcomes. Actions reflect what it is we are to do, how it is we are to act, in order to realize the result that we want, to be welcomed into God's kingdom openly. So let's focus on the actions within the story here. First, there is that of preparedness. In terms of our lives as Christians, how are we preparing ourselves for the arrival of the groom? Are we developing ourselves with the knowledge and skills we need only for how we know in our mind things are going to be? Or are we allowing ourselves to develop understanding for things we might find as unexpected changes along the way? We talked last week about being faithful servants. Are we faithfully serving others? All others? Or are we picking and choosing those we think are the wise bridesmaids, when in fact we may be completely wrong about how God sees them? When do we see and experience God's presence the most? Is it when events unfold the way we think they will? Or is it in the most unlikely of circumstances? I can say this. The times I've seen God's presence have nearly always happened when things developed in a way that I thought was impossible. When my father-in-law was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, I anticipated a long path of chemo, radiation, weakness, and potentially an end to his earthly life. Instead, he is now diagnosed as free of his cancer and is healthier now than he was prior to his diagnosis. What if, like foolish bridesmaids, we had only prepared ourselves for the outcome we thought would be the one that would happen? We would not have been prepared to celebrate his continued life with us and among us, and the blessings we are given each day we still have with him. What about the action of them falling asleep? We all do this, don't we? Life events and the busyness of our day-to-day lives distract us. We fall asleep to the long journey toward the kingdom. We take our focus off of living Christian lives and focus it instead on reacting to the things that are happening to us and to those around us. We stop thinking about the actions Jesus would have us undertake and focus on the actions we want to take in response to what is happening. And then somehow, we're surprised when they don't result the way that we think they should. Instead, what if we face every situation with a question not of how we feel, but of what Jesus would teach us is right? Finally, what happens when we learn that the way that we saw things is not exactly accurate? Do we, like the wise bridesmaids, turn toward Jesus to follow him into the kingdom? Or do we scramble in retreat, trying to figure out where we went wrong and how to quickly recover? This is where faith plays a critical role. Because those who follow Christ faithfully and don't turn away when challenged remain ready to enter the kingdom of God. We previously touched on the fact that we can easily take our eyes off the prize and forget the greatest commandment. Are we loving God with all our heart, soul, body, and mind? Or are we going it alone each day and only talking with God when crisis hits? Are we caught sleeping and off guard and ultimately unprepared for the arrival of the groom? To love God completely, we must hold on to faith completely. Our hope rests in God in every circumstance. We need to show that faith, not just on Sunday, not just in crisis, but every day. And what of loving our neighbor as ourselves? Are we prepared with our extra oil to serve not just those we think we should serve, but with those we are unexpectedly called to serve? Or do we think we need to retreat, study again, try to figure out if we really are called to serve them, then return only to find out we were too late? Jesus is among us when we are delivering his message of love and hope. Jesus is most clearly present when we are serving faithfully all of our neighbors, not just the ones that we think deserve it. Jesus provides comfort when we finally turn ourselves over completely to God's care. We need to be that message, to be that presence, to be that comfort, not just in times of crisis, not just when we think it's the right time, but always, our entire lives. When we leave to serve, we serve all and we serve constantly. And we need to serve faithfully, not just as long as we think we should, but for a long period of time. Past when we think the groom should have arrived. And for some, that means serving faithfully without seeing the end result of that faithfulness. That's a big challenge for us. People tend to be results-oriented. They want to see their life's work completed and to receive recognition for the hard work that they put in. But we don't always get that opportunity. Need an example? How about parenting? We work hard to raise our children well. We give everything for them. And yet, most of us don't get to see the completed result of our efforts. My father passed away far too young at the age of 64. He certainly shared with us some terrific moments. He was there for the weddings of my brother and I. He experienced the birth of 5 grandchildren. He celebrated new jobs and award ceremonies. And yet, he didn't see the finished product. He did not experience the 25th wedding anniversary for Sherry and I. He never got to witness my entry into ministry. He won't be able to see how his work has unfolded into my service on a local school board, nor in the future potential for the arrival of great-grandchildren. And yet, that never prevented my father from seeking a faithful life, caring for others. He worked as chief of the University of Connecticut Fire Department right up until his passing. He shared family meals and celebrations until his final day on earth, leaving his home each day with one thought in mind: faithful service to others. So how about you? Are you prepared with the extra oil you will need for a night longer than you think it might be? Are you ready to serve without expectation that you will be guaranteed to see the end product? And are you remaining alert, looking for the presence of Christ around us in every situation? We have so many opportunities. Are we bringing others here to gather their own oil before leaving for the wedding so that they too will be prepared? Are we truly leaving these doors every week with service on our minds? I know it's starting to sound like a broken record. Note that I'm thankful that most here know what a record is. But I'm not saying this over and over because I don't have something new to add. I'm saying it because it is the core of who Christians are, because it is so very important for us to do. So this week, as we leave to serve, let's find others and bring them with us to gather the oil of preparedness. Let's go forward in service with the awareness that the result may come far later than we think it will, maybe even long after we're no longer around to see it. And let's always keep alert in every interaction we have, because we don't know the time and we don't know the place when Jesus will appear for us. Are we ready?